Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is a great Lord. And he only is worthy of praise from this time forth and forevermore. The heathen make gods of wood, stone, silver, and gold, idols that cannot see and cannot hear. They cannot speak and they cannot move. They have no power to save or deliver. They have no power to wound or to heal. They are the work of men's hands and not God's. And all who worship them become vain like unto them. All that worship them turn aside unto devils and darkness. The civilized man makes gods out of people. They worship artists, actors, athletes, entrepreneurs, politicians, musicians, and even themselves. These gods are but men, flesh and blood, that came into this world with nothing and shall depart with nothing. They came into this world out of darkness, and unless they repent and learn to fear the Lord, they will depart out of this world into everlasting darkness. They are dead unto God, and the dead praise not the Lord. And one day their mouths shall be shut, and all their pride and arrogance and boasting shall cease, and they shall go into silence. These are the gods of the heathen and the civilized man, but they are altogether nothing. And when things happen that they don't like, when things happen that they cannot explain, they don't blame their gods. They don't curse their gods. No, they cry out against and blame our God. And say, Where is now their God? It's amazing how the people who deny the true and living God always want to blame him and mock him whenever evil visits the earth. They have hated him, despised him, cast him out of their nations and governments and schools, but then wonder why he wasn't there to protect them in the day of evil. Where was God when this happened? They cry. Well, he was in the same place he always is. Our God is in the heavens, and he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Where is God, they say? Well, he is in heaven, and heaven is running wonderfully. There is no evil in heaven, no destruction, no sorrow, no pain, no division, no hate. Because in heaven, everyone does God's will. Everyone worships him. Everyone listens to and trusts and obeys him. So there are no issues in heaven. Because the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the scripture says, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. And so since men on earth have turned their back on the God who made them, and instead they have worshipped man and animals and the earth itself and idols and science and technology and many other things, because of that, they have turned aside unto darkness, and darkness is what they shall receive. But let us not be like them. Let us allow the kingdom of God from heaven to descend into our hearts and our lives and our families and our churches. And let us fear the Lord and not man or idols or witch doctors or medical doctors or scientists. And then let us, like Israel once did, and the house of Aaron once did, let us trust in the Lord, and him only, for he is our help and our shield. For only he can deliver, only he can save, only he can protect in the day of evil, and only he can bless, and only he can prosper. For he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. And the Lord shall increase us more and more, us and our children. Because the Lord hath been mindful of us, and he will bless us. And then by the grace of our God, we shall be blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And then when we are blessed of the Lord, let us never think that we blessed ourselves. Let us never let ourselves be lifted up and think we deserve the glory, and we deserve the honor, and we deserve the praise. No, let us never turn aside. Let us always know and understand, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. So let us never bless ourselves. Let us never give glory to ourselves or one another. But let us fear the Lord. And let us bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm 115.